You said in a Dallas Morning News commentary that the review board's impact on public safety was negligible. Why?
The board at the time was made up of volunteers, but there was no staff to assist with the day-to-day duties. If a complaint had to be reviewed, we were on our own to review that information, and there was a lack of any support staff to assist with the documentation gathering and also to provide any sort of expert input into what we were doing. So, you know, I think there's two things here. It's good to have the board be volunteers and representative of each district, but there's also a need for some sort of support staff to get the day-to-day work done.
Well, as we're speaking, in Dallas anyway, they're looking for a new monitor, effectively what a liaison between the police department and the board, who will review what completed police investigations and report the findings to board members. So is that a step forward in the right direction?
That is a huge step forward because it can ensure thoroughness as well as fairness. It can protect the citizens and also can protect the officers as well. Consider a police force of the size we have in Dallas and a city of this size and the number of potential complaints that may come through. To have an office that is assisting with that intake process, actually being able to provide an opportunity for some of these complaints to be handled by mediation as opposed to going through the full process coming to the board.
Okay, but now this revamped board, it still won't have subpoena power over officers, and there's no ability to conduct independent investigations of critical incidents such as police-involved shootings, and the police chief still maintains all final decisions related to discipline. So I realize it wasn't everything people wanted for this newly revised board, but is this enough?
Well, it's a tremendous step forward compared to what existed before. For example, if you as a citizen had wanted to make some complaint, say police use of force against you, or you felt that you were erroneously ticketed for some violation, you can make that complaint. It would go through the DPD investigative process. They'd come back to you with some sort of verdict. Your complaint is founded or unfounded. If you as a citizen were unsatisfied with that result, you could appeal to the board, the prior board. We can say, you know what? The DPD findings, we disagree with their verdict. Mm-hmm. We could send it back to DPD to reinvestigate. And that's about the extent of what we could do. We cannot overturn that. We cannot compel them to do anything. The new CPOB with an oversight staff will be a proactive board that can be involved with this process, will be more involved with the command staff of DPD, mm-hmm. can actually review policies and suggest policies, and allows the citizens to have more of a collaborative effort with DPD to ensure public safety and public trust.
Huh. Because I was wondering in all of this if maybe people had unrealistic expectations about what to expect from a police oversight board.
I feel we really need to work to try to clarify what oversight means to the police department. And it is not about a punishment. It's about accountability. Now with an office that's their full-time job is to help with this intake process, to be working alongside Dallas Police Department. That should lead to enhanced collaboration and more effective collaboration. And then the end result with community involvement, there should be better trust, better cooperation. And you hope to see that this has a positive impact on crime and the lives of the citizens that are dependent upon the police department for their well-being.
Dr. Brian Williams, thank you for being with me.
No, thank you for having me.